Hello.
Yes.
Hello, we are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, what is your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. What is your age?
40.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Chances are 50-50.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm neither.
And if you have to select one of them, which one would you choose?
I'm not dissatisfied.
So that would be just dissatisfied or satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress be focused on? You can select two. Number one, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Protecting LGBTQ rights. Fighting inflation. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Standing up for the racism and discrimination. Increase border security and stopping illegal immigration. Reducing crime. Improving K-12 public school education. Providing affordable childcare. Protecting body rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or improving the economy?
It'll be protecting women's reproductive rights and making it safer for women to have children, the maternal rights. Those would be my two choices.
Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you, your family, would you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel that you can get ahead?
I'm able to save money, so I'm okay. I'm able to have a savings account, so I'm okay. My family's okay.
Okay, so you would see keeping up, getting ahead.
Yeah, we're actually keeping up and able to get ahead a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you. In your opinion, which one do you think are the greatest obstacles to the economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select two choices. The choices are racism and discrimination, unfair and rich economic system for the rich, poor life choices and values, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethics, too many people depending on the government for handouts, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good-paying job opportunities, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, or not enough good role models?
I would say oh wow, that's a lot. I don't think it's not the breakdown in the family, but I would definitely think it's the what was the very first one again? What was the first one?
Racism and discrimination.
No, not that. What's the second one?
Unfair or rich economic system for the rich?
No, I think it's the economy, whatever one that talks about we don't get inadequate pay for our job. I just think that the pay is very limited, even with when you have a degree.
Lack of good-paying job opportunities.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
That and do I have to pick two or can I just pick the one?
If you can, you can select two.
Yeah, we'll go with racism. I think that plays an issue.
Thank you so much. Now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which one do you think is the biggest reason. Again, you can select two. Not enough police officers on the streets. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Prosecutors and elect officials who are not taught enough on crime. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. A lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Too many people. I'm sorry,
hold on 1 second. Mason, turn it off. Turn it off and put your headphones on. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry, were you finished or did you have more to choose from?
I have more options, yes. Then,
okay, go ahead.
Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many guns flooding on our streets. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Inadequate programs to help lower income people.
Okay. I believe for the most part, hold on 1 second. For the most part, I would think that it would be not good after school programs. Give me 1 moment. I was still working.
No worries.
Okay. Yeah, not enough adequate after school programs, I believe, to give kids something, somewhere safe, with good role models. Like back when I was growing up, we had that. But then again, you know, the stress of not having enough money, so not being paid adequate enough to afford to pay for after school care if you have to pay for it. Like, the thing is, either they had it offered where you paid a little bit, or it was included in some kind of package, or you had to pay for it, but people aren't making enough money to pay for it now. So there's nothing really that you can do.
Thank you. So that would be one option, the lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. You may select another one.
The other one would be not being compensated, the lack of money, the lack of being paid.
A lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training.
That's it. Yep.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
How much have I heard from them removing racism out of public schools?
From books that talk about slavery and racism from public schools.
Unfortunately, too much. I've heard it too much.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I'm opposed. I'm against it. I think you should be able to read it. I think that literature is important, that type of literature.
Thank you. That would be strongly opposed or someone opposed?
I strongly oppose of banning those books, strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 unfavorable, and 50 that you are neutral. You can select any number from 0 to 100, and if you don't have any opinion or you have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
I've never heard of that person.
Okay. That would be, the next one is Joe Biden.
And what am I voting on about Joe Biden? How do I approve of him?
If you are favorable or unfavorable with them, on a scale from 0 to 100.
And 100 being favorable, correct?
Yes.
Joe Biden would probably be 40.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
He would probably be about a 60.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
She would probably be 20.
The feminist movement?
That would be a 0.
Critical race theory or CRT?
Am I against critical race theory or am I?
No. What is it? If you are favorable or unfavorable with them?
I didn't know that was a group. I thought that was what they were teaching. Right? I thought that was something that they're teaching, correct?
It can be a subject, yes. But if you are not sure, it's okay, no worries.
I'm going to say 80. I think that I am for critical race theory. I think it's important, yeah.
Okay, Kevin McCarthy?
I don't know who that is.
No worries. Black Lives Matter?
I'm going to say 25.
Thank you. the gay rights movement?
Zero.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Donald Trump?
I'll say 25. I like him more than I like Kamala Harris.
Thank you. The NAACP.
We'll say 40.
Beyonce?
The singer?
Yes.
I don't care about, I guess 50, I don't know. I don't care either way. I don't care about her at all.
Thank you. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential elections, is that election well held today? And the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate. For whom will you vote?
Whoever that third-party person, their third person was. I don't even know who that person is, but I would vote for that whoever that other person was.
Cornel West. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, switching gears a little bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact to you personally using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5, a moderate impact in your life, and 0, that you think that will have any impact in your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, crime and violence in this country.
I'll say 8.
Thank you. The country's economic going into a recession soon?
I would say 8.
Okay. Affirmative action ending?
I would say 5. I'm not sure if that'll take me or not. I'll say 5.
Thank you. And climate change?
I'll say 7.
Thank you. We are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. We really appreciate your time and your opinion. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that someone says that government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. And that would be a strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I just recently went through that about a week ago. And my job actually paid me to take care of my mom, who had open heart surgery. I was very, very grateful.
Okay, I see. And the next one says, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Am I against that or am I for it? What's the question?
Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with people should be in the sport based on how they were born, not what they identify as. So I don't think that transgender men should participate in female sports. No, strongly disagree with that.
Thank you. Drugs addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
That would be nice. Yes, agree. Sure.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Ban assault weapons.
Ban assault weapons? Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. ARs, yes.
Thank you. So that will be a strongly agree.
Yes, strongly agree. They should ban them, yes.
Thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room or the gender they were assigned at birth.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read the options. You can select as many as you think they should. So, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, mothers adopting a child.
I think all of them.
Okay. And how often do you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say every day, often, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? That home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime, such as an assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What do you mean, college?
That will be college, graduate, or some college?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you currently married, unmarried with a partner, single, widow, or separate?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yes, two.
Yes.
I have two.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Hardly ever? Never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of new outlets of stations. For each one, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Fox News, very often, someone often, not too often, seldom to never.
Seldom to never.
Thank you. CNN?
Very seldom to never.
Networks, such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Are you meaning just for news or for shows included?
Well, it says just for news, networks such as NBC, ABC, or CBS.
Seldom to never.
Your local TV news?
Never.
And MSNBC.
Seldom to never.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. In which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, no health insurance.
Insurance provided to me by my employer.
Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You?
Myself.
Okay. Would you please tell me which of the following categories the yearly income in your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me where I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000,
75 to 100.
Thank you. Do I identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.